إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. Indeed, all praise is due to Allah. We praise Him, seek His aid, and ask His forgiveness. And we seek refuge in Allah from the evil which is in ourselves. We also seek refuge in Allah from our evil actions. من يهده الله فلا مضل له. Whoever Allah guides, there is none who can misguide him. وَمَنْ يُضْلِلْ فَلَا هَادِيَ لَهُ. And whoever Allah chooses to be misguided, there is none who can guide him. أَشْهَدُ أَنْ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ وَحْدَهُ لَا شَرِيكَ لَهُ. I bear witness, there is no deity worthy of worship except Allah. He is alone and He has no partners. وَأَشْهَدُ أَنَّ مُحَمَّدًا عَبْدُهُ وَرَسُولُهُ. I also bear witness that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he is the worship of Allah and his final messenger. Amma ba'd, fa inna khayr al-hadithi kitabullah. Thereafter, the best speech is the book of Allah. Wa khayr al-huda huda an-nabiyyi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the best guidance is the guidance of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wa inna sharr al-umur muhdathatuha. And the most evil affairs are those matters which people have innovated and introduced into Islam. فَإِنَّ كُلَّ مُحْدَثَةٍ بِدْعَةٍ وَكُلَّ بِدْعَةٍ ضَلَالَةٍ وَكُلَّ ضَلَالَةٍ فِي النَّارِ. Because every innovation is a bid'ah, and every bid'ah is misguidance, and every misguidance only leads to the fire. عِبَادَ اللَّهِ مَعْشَرَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. I firstly admonish myself, and I admonish all of you, with the taqwa of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because He ordered us with this. He said, يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسُ اتَّقُوا رَبَّكُمُ الَّذِي خَلَقَكُم مِّن نَفْسٍ وَاحِدًا. O people, fear, have taqwa of your Lord, who created you from a single being. وَخَلَقَ مِنْهَا زَوْجَهَا. And from this single being He created His wife. وَبَثَّ مِنْهُمَا رِجَالًا كَثِيرًا وَنِسَاءً. And then from both of them, He sent forth many men and many women. وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهِ. So fear Allah. الَّذِي تَسَاءَلُونَ بِهِ. From whom you demand your mutual rights. وَالْأَرْحَامِ. And fear Allah regarding your arham, your relatives and your kinship. إِنَّ اللَّهَ كَانَ عَلَيْكُمْ رَقِيبًا. Because Allah is always watching over you. And do you know, brothers and sisters, the meaning of this blessed ayah? In this ayah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He begins by addressing all of people, all of mankind. He says, يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسُ اتَّقُوا رَبَّهُمْ. O people, have taqwa of your Lord. Meaning, obey your Lord, because He is your creator and He is your sustainer. So obey Him, and obey Him by fulfilling the commandments and staying away from that which He has prohibited. So the successful person is the one who protects himself from falling into the haram matters. He is the person who shields themselves from following their desires. And if a person falls into these sins, or he or she falls into these desires, at the least they have tried to prevent themselves and control themselves by not falling into them. So people stay away from those places and those people in which there is sin and disobedience and desires. So this person who tries to control himself and tries his best not to obey shaitan and go towards the sin, even if he falls into the sin and makes tawbah, this is still goodness for him. As for a person who allows himself and does not care about sinning, disobedience, and actively goes towards the places and the people of disobedience and desires, then this is the person who has humiliated himself, and he has earned the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Fattaqullah. So you have to fear Allah and fear His punishment. Protect your tongues, protect your statements, do good deeds, hope for the reward of Allah by doing those things which are pleased to Him and which He loves. And then Allah said, يا أيها الذين يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة. Fear your Lord, your Creator, your Sustainer, your Provider, the one who created all of you, all of the humans from a single being. And this single being is Adam عليه السلام. وخلق منها زوجها. And then from Adam, he created his wife, أي حواء عليه السلام. Because she was created from the rib of Adam. وَبَثَّ مِنْهُمَا رِجَالًا كَثِيرًا وَنِسَاءً. And then after both of them, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He spread their children, the boys and the girls, the men and the women throughout the world. Different tongues, different colors, different ethnicities, different types. He spread them across the earth. وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهِ. So fear Allah. الَّذِي تَسَاءَلُونَ بِهِ. Fear Allah by whom you demand your rights. What's the meaning of this? By whom you demand your rights. Meaning when you're desperate and you need help from somebody, you say to that person, Billahi, by Allah, I ask you to help me. So look, you're using the name of Allah when you're dealing with each other. Or when you make a contract or a promise, and at the top you write, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. And then you write the contract, you use the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So fear this Lord, fear this Allah, the one by whom you're demanding your mutual rights, your promises, your contracts, your needs. When you're asking people for help, you're using His name. So when you're using His name, then worship Him as well. And fear Him as well. Wal arham. And also fear this same Lord, the same Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when it comes to your arham. And your arham are your kinship and your relatives. So don't cut off from them. Keep relations with them. Keep bonds with them. إِنَّ اللَّهَ كَانَ عَلَيْكُمْ رَقِيبًا. Because Allah is always checking and He's well aware of that which you do and that which you say. عِبَادَ اللَّهِ مَعْشَرَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. From the core messages of this religion of ours, Al-Islam. From the principles of Al-Islam. From those things which Islam is famous for. And Allah has emphasized is silatul rahim. And the meaning of silatul rahim is keeping the ties of kinship, meaning your relatives. So when we say ar-rahim, kinship and relatives, that it is an obligation upon you from Allah that you keep a connection with your kinship, with your rahim. Who is rahim? The fuqaha have mentioned that ar-rahim are your two parents and your brothers and your sisters and their children, meaning your nephews and nieces, your grandparents and your great-grandparents, and your uncles and your aunties from your father's side and your mother's side, and then their children, meaning your cousins. All of these are rahim. These are your kinship. These are your relatives, which Allah has legislated from above the seven heavens and the earth, that you should keep ties with them and keep close to them and keep connections with them. So much so that when Allah described a Muslim in the Quran, He described him as being one who keeps the ties of kinship. This is from the definition of a Muslim. Allah said in the Quran, الَّذِينَ يَصِلُونَ مَا أَمَرَ اللَّهُ بِهِ أَن يُوصَلُ. That they, the Muslims, the mu'mineen, they are those people who join that which Allah has ordered to be joined, meaning the kinship. Allah ordered us with the ties of kinship, so the Muslim is the one who fulfills this bond and keeps this bond. وَيَخْشَوْنَ رَبَّهُمْ. And they have humility in front of Allah. وَيَخَافُونَ سُوءَ الْحِسَابِ. And they fear the day of reckoning. And on the other side, in complete opposite to the Muslim who keeps the ties of kinship, Allah described the kafir. And He described the munafiq. And He described them with the fact that they break the ties of kinship. They sever these bonds. Allah said, الَّذِينَ يَنْقُضُونَ أَهْدَ اللَّهِ مِنْ بَعْدِ مِيثَاقِهِ. Those people, meaning the kuffar and the munafiqun, they break the promise and the covenant after they have made it with Allah. وَيَقْطَعُونَ مَا أَمَرَ اللَّهُ بِهِ أَنْ يُوصَلُ. And they break those ties and those connections which Allah has ordered to be kept, meaning silatul rahim. Allah ordered us to keep the ties of kinship. The munafiqun and the kuffar, they are known by breaking the ties of kinship. وَيُفْسِدُونَ فِي الْأَرْضِ. And then they spread corruption upon the earth. أُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْخَاسِرُونَ. They are the ones who are at loss. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he emphasized the keeping of the ties of kinship so much that he connected entering into Jannah based upon how much keep the ties of kinship. So Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu narrates that a man came to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam and he said, Ya Rasulullah, أخبرني بشيء إذا عملته دخلت الجنة. He said, Oh Messenger of Allah, inform me about something, an action. If I do this thing, I will enter into Jannah, into paradise. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, أطعم الطعام. Feed I those who are poor. وأفش السلام. And give the salam to those people who you know and to those people who you do not know. وصل الرحم. And keep the ties of kinship. And in opposite to this, converse to this, is that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he said, the one who does not keep the ties of kinship will be prevented from Jannah. He said, لا يدخل الجنة القاطع. That the one who is قاطع, the one who breaks the ties of kinship and breaks these bonds between his relatives, he will not enter into Jannah. عباد الله معشر المؤمنين. Compare and think about these evidences and these texts which have just been mentioned. That the Muslim is al-wasil. He is the one who keeps the ties of kinship. And the kafir, he is al-qati'. The kafir is the one who breaks the ties of kinship. The wasil, the one who keeps the ties of kinship, will enter into Jannah. The qati', the one who breaks the ties of kinship, will be prevented from entering into Jannah. So which success is greater than entering into Jannah? And this is for the wasil, the one who keeps the ties of kinship. And which loss and destruction is more severe upon a person than being prevented from entering into Jannah? And this is for the qati', the one who breaks the ties of kinship. And therefore the believer, the mu'min, is a person who fears his Lord. And he fears his punishment. And he keeps the ties of kinship. And he tries to reconciliate between the people. And as for the kafir or the munafiq, he is the one who disobeys Allah. And he breaks the ties of kinship. And he spreads corruption and mischief upon the earth. And then there are some people are more severe than this. The zalimun, the people of oppression, who come between two people who are connected to each other. So they break the ties of the people. Two brothers, they come between them and they break the ties between these two brothers. Two friends, two brothers who love each other for the sake of Allah, they will come and they will break the ties between them. A jama'ah, which is united in obedience to Allah, they will come and they will cause disunity amongst them. These people are even worse. And they have an even severe punishment. Allah said in the Quran, فَهَلْ عَسَيْتُمْ إِن تَوَلَّيْتُمْ أَن تُفْسِدُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ. So do you think that after you turn away, perhaps you will spread corruption upon the earth, وَتُقَطِّعُوا أَرْحَامَكُمْ, and then you will break your ties of kinship. Then Allah said, أُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ لَعْنَهُمُ اللَّهِ. They are the people whom Allah has cursed. فَأَصَمَّهُمْ, and He has made them deaf. وَأَعْمَى أَبْصَارَهُمْ, and He has caused them to be blind. And you should also know, أَيُّهَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ, that keeping the ties of kinship, this isn't on the condition that that person is a good person. It doesn't matter whether your relative is a good person or a bad person, whether he is righteous or disobedient, whether he or she is a Muslim or even a non-Muslim, a kafir who disbelieves in Allah, disbelieves in the final day, worships an idol, worships Jesus, alayhi salam, you still have to keep the ties of kinship. And Asma bint Abi Bakr, the daughter of Abu Bakr radiallahu anhuma, she came to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam and she says, Atatni ummi raghibatan, that one day my mother came to me. Her mother was still upon disbelief. Fi ahdi Rasulillahi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, in the time of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, fasaltuhu asiluha. So I asked the Prophet, should I see her? Should I keep the ties of kinship with my mother and she's a disbeliever? The Prophet said, Na'am. He said, yes. So if this is the situation with a person who is a non-Muslim, a kafir, an enemy to Allah and His Messenger, then how about your relative who is a person of Iman and a person of Islam, a person of righteousness and a person of piety? And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he made the keeping of the ties of kinship connected to a person's Iman. He said, "Man kana yu'minu billahi wal yawmil akhir, falyasil ar-rahim." Whoever has Iman in Allah in the final day, let him keep the ties of kinship. And more than this, look at this word, ar-rahim. It's taken from the name of Allah, ar-Rahman. So Allah is ar-Rahman, the most merciful, and the ties of kinship is called rahim, to remind us of the duty which we have in front of Allah towards our ties of kinship. And this the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned himself in a hadith. In the hadith in Sunan Abi Dawood, the Prophet said that Allah says, "Ana ar-Rahman wa hiya ar-Rahim." I am ar-Rahman, meaning the most merciful, and this is ar-Rahim. The ties of kinship, they are called ar-Rahim. Shaqaqtu laha isman min ismi. This name ar-Rahim, I've taken it from my own name, ar-Rahman. Man wasalaha wasaltuhu. So whoever keeps the ties of kinship, then I will keep ties with this person. وَمَنْ قَطَعَهَا قَطَعْتُهُ. And whoever breaks the ties of kinship, then I will break it off from this person. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says this. And again, who are the rahim? Who is the rahim? Your parents, and your brothers, and your sisters, and their children, and your grandparents, and your uncles and your aunties from your father's and your mother's side, and their children. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this rahim, it is so important that often he would begin his da'wah with ar-rahim. Before mentioning salah and zakah and sawm, before even mentioning the ibadah of Allah, before even mentioning at-tawheed, sometimes he would speak about ar-rahim. So when the companion, and he was a non-Muslim at that time, Amr ibn Abasa, and the hadith is in Sahih Muslim, he met the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, "Ma anta?" He said, "Who are you?" The Prophet said, "Ana nabiyun." I am a prophet. He said, "Wa ma nabiyun?" And what is a prophet? He said, "Arsalani Allah." The Prophet said, "I am somebody whom Allah has sent." Amr ibn Abasa, he says, "Wa bi ayyi shayin arsalak Allah?" And with which thing has Allah sent you with? What's the message? What's your teaching? Which thing has Allah ordered you to convey to the people as a prophet? The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he replied, "Arsalani bi silatil irham." Allah has sent me with keeping the ties of kinship. Wa kasril awthan, and breaking the idols. Wa an yuwahhid Allah la yushriku bihi shay'a. And that the people should have a tawheed and they should not worship anybody besides him. So contemplate this hadith. Amr ibn Abbas, he asked the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which thing did Allah send you with? Before the Prophet mentioned anything, he said, silatul arham, keeping the ties of kinship. And then breaking the idols. And then at-tawheed, and staying away from ash-shirk. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, even before he was a prophet, he was known for silatul arham. That he would keep the ties of kinship, even before he was a prophet. From the many good qualities he had, the one good quality that people mention about him is, he keeps the ties of kinship. So that story, when Angel Jibreel alayhi salam, he came to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam the first time with Iqra in the cave of Hira. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he had never experienced anything like this. He didn't know who this was. Is it a jinn? Is it a hallucination? Is it something in my own mind? What have I just experienced? So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he rushed back to Mecca, to his house, to Khatija radiallahu anha. And he said, "Khashitu ala nafsi." He said, "I fear for myself. I've seen something in the cave upon the mountain. I don't know what that thing was. And is it that maybe I'm being humiliated? Am I losing my intellect? What is happening with me?" So Khatija radiallahu anha, she said, "Kalla. Wallahi la yukhzika Allahu abada." She said, "Never. By Allah, Allah will never cause you to be humiliated. Allah will never cause you to lose your mind. Why? إِنَّكَ لَتَصِلُ الرَّحِيمُ. Because you keep the ties of kinship. وَتَصْدُقُ الْحَدِيثِ.
and you are truthful in your speech. وَتَحْمِلِ الْكَلِّ and you carry the burden of the needy. وَتَكْسِبُ الْمَعْدُومِ and you feed the one who has nothing. وَتَقْرِ الضَّيْفِ and you are the one who honors the guest. وَتُعِينُ عَلَى النَّوَائِبِ الْحَقِّ and you help fulfill the rights. لَا يُخْزِيكَ اللَّهُ أَبَدًا because of these things, Allah will never cause you to be humiliated. What was the first thing that she mentioned? تَصِلُ الرَّحِمِ that Allah, even before being a prophet, He will not humiliate you because you keep the ties of kinship. أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله لي ولكم فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. بسم الله والحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على وسلام على رسول الله. عباد الله معشر المؤمنين. The keeping of the ties of kinship, as I mentioned, is description of a Muslim, and the opposite. The breaking of the ties of kinship is from the characteristics of the non-Muslims. A person enters into Jannah because of keeping the ties of kinship. A person is prevented from entering into Jannah because of breaking the ties of kinship. A person, his wealth and his life and his money is extended because of keeping the ties of kinship. The Prophet ﷺ said, مَنْ سَرَّهُ أَنْ يُوَسِّعَ فِي رِزْقِهِ whoever is pleased with him having more and more wealth, meaning more barakah in his wealth, فَلْيَصِلِ الرَّحِمِ then let him keep the ties of kinship. And this silatul rahim is something which our religion calls to. And it is from the core tenets and the core principles and the values of our religion. And silatul rahim, it is an obligation upon you regardless of whether your relative is good towards you or bad towards you. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he said, لَيْسَ الْوَاصِلُ بِالْمَكَافِي that this wasil, the one who keeps the ties of kinship, he isn't the person who, if your relatives are good to you, then you will be good to your relatives. وَلَكِنَّ الْوَاصِلُ however, the wasil is, مَنْ إِذَا قُطِعَتْ رَحِمُهُ وَصَلَهَا the one that when your relatives break the ties of kinship from you, you keep the ties of kinship. Meaning you are the first person who takes a step. You take the initiative. So they say bad towards you, for the sake of Allah, you reply in something which is good. They break off from you, for the sake of Allah, you reply with that which is better. And this is the meaning of al-ikhlas. This is the true essence of sincerity. That you love for the sake of Allah, you hate for the sake of Allah. You are pleased for the sake of Allah, you are angered with the sake of Allah. You are gentle for the sake of Allah, you are harsh for the sake of Allah. You keep ties for the sake of Allah, and you only break ties for the sake of Allah. This is the meaning of al-ikhlas and at-tawheed. So we shouldn't think that ikhlas is only in salah and sawm and zakah and hajj. In everything, in all of your life. Look what Allah says in the Quran. قُلْ إِنَّ صَلَاتِي وَنُسُكِي وَمَحْيَايَ وَمَمَاتِي لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ say, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and say, O people of at-tawheed, that my prayer, my salah, and my nusuk, my rituals and my slaughter, and then on top of this, mahyayi and my life, my other affairs, وَمَمَاتِي and even my dying, لِلَّهِ it is for Allah, and He is رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ And also I warn you from one of the plots of a shaitan, that many people fall into. Fulan did not visit me, and therefore I'm not going to visit him. Fulan did not ring me, therefore I'm not going to ring him. Fulan did not come to my wedding, and therefore I'm not coming to his wedding. This is from the plots of a shaitan. Small things, he tries to make them big between the relatives. So be careful of this. And also an advice to the husband and the wife, both of them, that they should help each other and cooperate with each other in keeping the ties of kinship. So the wife who loves her husband and she wants goodness for him, she should help him in keeping the ties of kinship, in obedience to his parents and his brothers and sisters and his uncles and his grandparents. And she helps him and supports him in this. Because if he does this, then there's barakah in him. And there's barakah in his money, meaning your money. And barakah in his children, meaning your children. And barakah in his family, meaning in you. So the goodness of your husband keeping the ties of kinship, it goes back to you as a wife. And also, the children. So the wife who is not related to a husband before marriage, yes, the relatives of the husband are not her rahim, but they are the rahim of her children. So therefore she has to help her children in keeping the ties of kinship with the family of her husband.